Not click babes.
Two amazing women.
They're seriously so funny.
Yeah, I guess they're okay.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Not Click Babes. I'm Valerie.
And I'm Mercedes. Hello, everyone.
And it's been a hot minute.
It's funny because it's been so long that we started recording this episode and then I instantly stopped recording on accident. You know, I'm the tech of this whole industry right here. Val's the marketing, the brand image. And I just press my little buttons and it posts, you know.
She's the Freddie Benson.
I was about to say, I'm the Freddie Benson. So are you the Carly? Because she was.
I think we're both Carly and Sam. So I'm Carly, you're as well Sam and okay. Freddie. And I'm also a little bit of Gibby. But I think there's a little Gibby inside all of us.
I agree. I guess I'm Lubert then. Like a tiny bit of Lubert.
I mean, yeah. Yeah,
the mole on my head says so.
Literally.
But the big mole that stares you in the face. Just kidding. To all my future suitors, it does not stare you in the face.
It does not. It doesn't. I can attest to that.
Thank you. It literally is hidden. Anyways. So, yeah. It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute. And you know what? This time I am actually sorry. This time. First four times I was like, whatever. So but this time I am. please forgive me.
She means it. I can tell.
I really do. I'm on the verge of tears. You can't tell.
Honestly. You can't see it, but I can.
Just imagine how every YouTuber, when they're apologizing, that's me right now.
That's how genuine it is.
Yeah. That's how genuine. And I mean it, guys. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to apologize. I can't even fake cry.
If I could go back and delete that
tweet, I would.
So good. Anyways, yeah, it's been a hot minute. We forgot how to record. We're adults now.
We literally did. I mean, literally, it makes me want
to. Val is experiencing being an adult. And it's not for her.
It is not for me. Wow. If I could have an extra 5 years, maybe at minimum, I would do it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, now she's working full time.
Oh my god, I don't even want to talk about it. It's just so can we just I have a story time for you guys from my job.
Okay. Well, let's do our vibe checks. It's been a very long time since our vibe check. What's your vibe check?
My vibe check. Here's my vibe check, guys. It's been a whole month since we chatted with you. And so much has happened. I saw a card reader. Yes, I know. That is not my tea that I have to spill, though. But she did tell me, because I saw her again recently. She did tell me that a man is going to be coming into my life.
Coming in or coming in your life?
Coming in. No coming inside yet.
Not until marriage.
Not until marriage. We haven't decided yet. It's like, it's a thing. But yeah, so I saw a card reader. She told me some future stuff. She told me my vibes. She literally said, you're depressed. You're sad. Mm-hmm. And you should get a job. And I was like, okay. So I was like, valid. I was like, but, you know, I'm always sad. Always sad.
Exactly.
I feel like we're all always sad, just a tad bit. And then I got a job, so that's what I did. It was great. I've been there for like 3 weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks now. Also, fun. I have two story times actually. So I have to go get COVID tested tomorrow because somebody at my office tested positive and I was around them. And then my other coworkers, who happened to be my cousin, I was around him a lot, and he was around the other guy a lot. So, you know, just be like that. So we're all getting tested. So I'll let you guys know my results when I get them back.
Exciting results revealed. A little haul.
And then another tea spill. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
So I got transferred to a different place the second week that I was working. And I was working with like new people, obviously, but I've met them before. And I met this one of the coworkers, a male, expressed interest in me.
Oh.
And I did not feel the same. Because here's the thing that happened. So he is a lot older than me.
Oh.
A lot older than me. And it was just like this weird thing because I thought he was just being really nice, you know, for mm-hmm. for the week that I was there. Mm-hmm. And then he was literally like, I could totally tell he was flirting with me. And he was just asking me like questions about myself. And he was like, do you plan on having children? Like, how? And then mm-hmm. he was just like, I have a question. He's like, I just have like a thought. If you and I were together, and at that point, God. I was just like, no, thank you. And then he was like, I would like to be friends. And I was like, I mean, no. Just friends. Like, I was like, I see us more as like co-workers and work friends, but like just like work friends.
Mm-hmm.
And just like turning it down. But it was just like really awkward because he's like older than me, one, way older than me, two. I was not expecting to find romance
this early on.
But you know, I just be like that. I haven't seen him since. but you know, love lost, I guess.
Chance missed.
So I just really do be like that. But I, you know, after seeing my little card reader, she told me that true love is coming my way. And so I'm just going to wait. Bitch. I don't think that it was that man, but another man, possibly.
Oh, I don't know about this man.
I don't know about this man either. I just don't. It's just, like, not for me. Like, I didn't even see this man as a suitor. Mm-hmm. So I was just, like, that's how I just, like, know that.
Is it your brother?
No, it's, he's way older.
Because I knew someone like that.
My brother?
Who was into her brother.
Yeah, I feel like you've made it very known in this podcast.
Oh, no, I didn't make it known. She made it known. She was into her brother.
The world made it known. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's basically it right now. I can't really think about everything that I've done in a month, but you know, yeah, so like love lost, love gained, new loves, past loves, the end.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. How's your weekly vibe? How's your monthly vibe check? Because I feel like that's what it's turning into nowadays.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
How's your monthly vibe check?
It's definitely vibing. I'm existing. I'm here. Queer. I'm not queer. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Sometimes queer. I think I am. Inclusive. You know, we're too young. Inclusive. An ally. We're too young to figure that out, honestly. I still think young. I think being like 22 is still too young
for me. Oh my gosh, 100%. I feel like, honestly, I'm just like, I always say, I want a boyfriend. I don't really say that, but you know, I just think about it. I'm just like, there's just like no time like for a man in my life these days. It's like, they're going to have to wait. Unless they got money. I don't want to hear it.
Exactly. Then there is no, all the time that you would have would be to them if they had money. because then you wouldn't have to work. So
exactly.
Win. But wait, did you ask me what my vibe check was?
I'm yeah, so you said you said about the sex. We were then we went off to sexuality.
Yeah, sorry, it happens. No, I've been vibing. I've been working, obviously, as you do. Exhausted as I am, sweating. Mm-hmm. It has just gotten ridiculously hot. Mm-hmm. Where I live, my fucking apartment, no AC. It's a hate crime. It's ridiculous. It's pissing me off. It's actually pissing me off. Like, I'm more angry as time goes on. I wake up mad. I wake up. I hate existing. It makes me angry. I get excited to go to work so I don't have to be here. So I don't have to be sitting in my home. Isn't that so shitty?
It happens. Honestly, let me just say something. My room is the only room in my house that doesn't get AC. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, well then you are – well, your parents can invest to fix that, or you can sleep in Nikki's room.
They didn't try hard enough, baby. They didn't. Yeah. They looked at the vent, and then, like, that was pretty much it. And they bought me a fan, so I guess that's cool. But
so I guess they love you.
I guess they love me. Not enough to actually fix the issue, but
to put a Band-Aid over it, then yes.
Yes.
But, yeah, and I've been watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
I mean, always
rewatching. It is liberating. Like, every day, not every day, every end of every episode, I just get to hear, if you can't love yourself, how the hell you gonna love anybody else? Can I get an amen? Let the music play. Amen. It's
liberating.
Therapeutic. Yeah.
It's a fun time.
It is fun. At first I was like, okay, I don't know if I'll like it because I've been to a drag show and I'm like, so I didn't know what to expect for a TV show revolving around it. I thought it was just all lip syncing. But
that's where you played yourself.
I did play myself. But also, like, what more do drag queens do besides, I guess, comedy and lip syncing? Because there's some queens that aren't funny.
Yeah. It's like, everybody's different. You know, the vibes mm-hmm. are different. Everybody's talents are different. Some just, you know, there to look pretty. Model. Be skinny. Be skinnier than me.
Same. Which, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Impossible. But, yeah. And I've been rewatching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That show. Ugh. Have you seen it, Val?
I haven't had the privilege.
You would love it.
I feel like I would. I always see little previews and I'm just like, I have to watch this. Charlie Day changed my life. And Danny DeVito. Y'all.
Package
deal. The hottest men alive. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
One show.
Yeah. Literally, yeah. It's so good. And it's so funny. And I need you to watch it so that we can decide which It's Always Sunny characters we are.
Okay, I'll for sure start watching it.
Yeah, but we already figured out like which drag queens we are. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let the audience take a second to guess. Give you 3 seconds to guess which drag queens we are. 3, 2, 1, okay. So obviously, since we're a dynamic duo, mm-hmm. Val is Katya, or I should say Yekaterina Petrova Zamolochikova.
Or as your father likes to call me, Katya.
Katya. Exactly. And I'm Trixie Mattel, clearly, from me being bald. bald and from Wisconsin. So,
but let's not forget funny. Women are funny, guys.
The F in women stands for funny.
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 Exactly. But yeah. Have you seen their online web show, the...
Of course I have.
You see the bread one? The one that I always quoted? Yes. May I please, have bread?
Bread. It's so good.
Whose birthdays are it? Are
so good. It's so good. Just like the pure joy I get from watching them. If you've never seen it, look it up on Facebook. You can just look up Katya and Trixie Mattel and you'll see episodes. Yeah. There's a ton of them.
Yeah, so you have on YouTube all the time too.
Exactly. Yeah, you can binge for hours.
Exactly. They're so... I even rewatched them because they're just so funny, like, the second time. Like, the third time, even funnier.
Even crying. Better.
Literally crying.
But It's really good. It just reminds me of Val and I, and it's a good time, and it's just, you know when you see a friendship like so pure, mm-hmm. you're like, wow, that makes me, I feel like I'm one of them. I feel like I'm part of the group. Like I'm in on the
exactly.
secret.
Exactly.
I'm not, you know, I'm not a drag queen. Unfortunately, I don't own expensive high-class wigs, and
I wish I some of them, you know what, you don't need to, because you see some you see some drag queens,
that's what you say.
And it's questionable, you know, you don't need the best wig, you don't need the best makeup, you just need to have the attitude, right?
The attitude to sell yourself.
Exactly. You don't even need the best fit. Like,
you don't even need a fit.
You don't even need
to show
fit.
Up in your pajamas. Exactly. You don't need a tuck, you don't need to do shit,
nothing.
So I agree. But the more I was just thinking about this too, and I was going to tell you before we started recording, but I think it's important to bring up. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm Trixie, ha ha ha. But in reality, I think I'm more Adore Delano, like actually, because I'm a pussy ass bitch who thinks she can sing and has
she
like.
She was on American Idol.
She was, and thinks she's like alternative, you know?
Yeah. I think she, Adore's drag is just different.
It is, exactly. And I think that'd be me. I'm like, wow, I'm so cool. I'm so different.
You
like,
know,
I'm gonna stand by what I believe in. And I applaud her for that.
Well, she's also very sensitive. So would you say you're very sensitive? Because Michelle Visage.
Michelle Visage.
I had a stroke on air.
We don't say that name here. That's why she was distorting it so that no one got triggered. She was making sure all the audience members felt safe.
I was just literally having a stroke.
Because, you know, Mrs. Visage. So this app we use has this thing called like Echo, so it can play back exactly what you're saying to you as you say it in real time, and it sounded like Val was talking while having that on. That's what it sounds like, because when it's on, you can't speak. It's
you literally can't
up.
Speak. It's so awful.
So she was like, "Mrs. Visage."
I'm so sorry,
but exactly, I'm on that episode right now of All Stars 2, episode 2. And I'm like, bitch, like that would get to me too. I'd be like, the vibes are off, you know?
The vibes
like,
are off.
And I love how she's like, I'm from Azusa. Like, I'm a Libra. I'm like, bitch, I'm a Sagittarius.
Like, just had to bring that up in conversation. I'm Sagittarius.
And I too would say party.
Party. Did you see
the
one when
Katya said it?
Katya,
too.
Which
not yet, but I'm gonna get there.
To what's her face? Alaska. She's like, I'll give you $5,000 before taxes, Venmo. She's like, I'll Venmo you $5,000 before taxes, and whatever if you just let me stay. And she was like, it's like this whole thing, and then she's like, party. It's just so good.
I saw that clip and someone edited it to have like all this shit behind it, like red sirens and stuff, and it zooms into her dead eyes, and it's like it's just all these clips from previous RuPaul season. It's so good.
So but, good.
Yeah. But
did you watch you saw All Star season 1, right?
No.
So you
I'm
didn't
skipping.
You didn't see the infamous, well, teleport us to Mars, Teletubby. You didn't see that infamous?
Oh, that's what that's from?
Yes, from the first season. It's literally the first episode. They're all...
Fuck, I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
They literally get so angry. It's the most funniest thing. It's the most iconic lines I've ever heard in my life. I did not come... the way she just stops in the middle, she's like, I did not come here. No. Yeah. And then everybody just starts attacking Mimi on first. Y'all watch it, even look that up on YouTube, just look up Mimi on first.
No,
it's
literally
so good.
I did not realize how many TikTok audios came from Drag Race.
Yeah,
like there's that one where it's like Is it, I look pretty good for a dead bitch?
Yeah.
She's alive.
Yeah. She's alive.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's from All Star Season 3, which I haven't seen yet, but I'm planning on it. I really want to see Season 7, but that's not free. I have to pay for that. Yeah. So I'm mustering up the money. Everyone says Season 7 is boring, but it's like anything to just see Katya and Trixie on my screen.
Exactly. Exactly. The vibes.
But.
Are you typing? Anyways,
yeah, I'm writing an essay.
Oh, she's still in college. Oh, graduated. Can we just talk about this? I'm pretty sure my professor's in love with me. I'm not gonna lie.
Been there, sister. Been there. I'm just kidding.
Literally, you've been there. She knows. She knows.
I can relate. Us ladies can relate.
No, I don't think he's in love with me. But I do. I hope he is. Like, a little bit. Maybe feel better about myself.
Is this a professor you've had before?
Yeah, I'm in love with him. And I feel like he knows that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so he just uses me. I'm just
kidding. For his kicks.
No, but he was, like, super, I don't know what I literally just, the only thing I did was just email him telling him that there was an assignment due on Thursday. And usually our assignments are never due on Thursdays. And mm-hmm. Then it went through like this whole thing of him trying to fix it. I had to literally contact BB Learn. Not a big deal.
Really?
Yes. And then they fixed it. And then he was just like, thank you so much for like working. Thank you so much.
Sorry. You guys, I texted Val to do something. And I didn't. It is really hard to do two things at once when you're telling a story.
So what happened was is the whole thing happened, and then he was like, thank you so much for like bringing this to my attention, whatever. And then he was like, just because I've never told you this, you're one of my best students. Ooh. Your work is amazing. And I was just like, oh my gosh, is he flirting with me? And so it was just on and off. Like, we just kept talking. And then he told me to, like, review, like, the PowerPoints. Because I had to read the book this semester. But he made PowerPoints. And he was like, I would like for you to review them and let me know, like, your thoughts and whatever. And oh, I was just like, okay, King. And then he was like, anytime you need it, I'll be a reference.
Oh, I just came. I just came.
I was just like, wow, now I guess it's just time to plan the wedding. I think that's who the card reader was telling me.
What if?
All the cards lead to him. No, but he's like, he's older, but he's like so like, I don't know. He's a lit teacher. I don't know. I don't know if I could ever have a relationship with him because he is married and has children. But, but you know, just those casually. Things weren't there. Those things weren't there. I think about it.
Wow. He said, I'm insecure in my PowerPoints. The only person that can help me is Valerie. Me. You. Oh, my God. Literally, if my teacher told me to review his PowerPoints, I'm like, why don't you just come fuck me in the ass? Oh.
Ow.
Ow. Yeah.
Next time, wow. I guess. We'll check next the time. Vibes.
Next vibe check, we'll let you guys know.
I'm dead ass.
Wait, is he the one we saw at the grocery store that one time?
No, that.
Oh, fuck.
Another
Is
love.
It the one that is a brewery manager or whatever?
No, he's super hot though. He's super hot though. All my professors, hotties. Okay, hotties.
Message me the which one? Sorry,
what?
Who? What'd you say? You said that's the one, and then I cut you off.
That's the one that I knew was Mercedes type. Like, if she saw him, she would have been like, "I'm gonna fuck your teacher," and I would have been like, "I already knew that."
So he doesn't bathe. Love
no,
that.
He's just like, he's successful.
Successful. he's just so successful. I tried.
You're having a stroke. Why are we having strokes on air?
Stroke. May I please have bread?
May I please have... I talk to my grandparents and ask, may I please have bread?
My grandparents? Wait, message me his name.
Oh, I can't remember it. I can't remember. I have to look through my email.
Your transcript?
I'd have to look through my email for sure. But I'll send you his information.
Thank you. I'll look him up. That's nuts. Yeah, I never had a teacher in love with him. I don't know. I think is it something with, I don't know, young women where an old man like gives us appreciation for our efforts and we're like, oh my god, he wants to fuck.
No, it's like the difference between, I guess, me in that situation is that I was in love with him before he even opened his mouth. He never even gave me the time of day. So
right, same.
It was just the love he shared for teaching, the passion.
Well, that's like what I don't know, because personally, if a man is ever like, oh my god, Mercedes, you're so this or that, a grown man, and it could be completely platonic, like you're just very intelligent, you speak your mind, blah blah, I'd be like, oh my god, like me, like you think I'm, maybe that's my insecurity, maybe I'm just so insecure that I need validation from an older man to feel somewhat safe in my own knowledge.
That's
I'll
really
ask my
deep.
Therapist. Yeah.
Next time.
You know what's crazy? My therapist and I have never even once talked about like my dating life.
Like your actual dating life?
Yeah. But
I want you to know.
It's beautiful. But what was I saying? Oh yeah. So with my what was I saying, you guys? Oh, I remember. Yeah, we haven't once talked about dating. Like, oh yeah, I've talked about,
I think
a certain
did something.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Oh.
I accidentally muted you, I think. On my laptop.
Oh, that's humiliating. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, guys. We're new to this. It's been a month.
It's been a month. Can I have a minute?
Thank you. Yes. Anyways. Yeah, like we talked about one relationship, but we haven't gone into my need to be with men for validation at all. Mm-hmm. We've not once yet talked about that. And I kind of want to bring it up because I'm tired of this bullshit of her being like, How are you feeling? Like, yeah. Bitch, how do you think I'm feeling? We're in the middle of a pandemic.
I mean, just say it. Just be like, look, I get you want to ask me about my life. I get it. But you need to know my real life. And then just expose your secrets. Right,
I'm a whore.
Honestly,
maybe that, because all she wants to talk about, she obviously every week they ask you how you're doing and if anything new happened in your life. I do the same thing every week, as you know. I sleep, mm-hmm. I complain about how hot my apartment is, and I go to work. That's all I do.
You just
That's
eat
it.
Hot chip and lie.
I just eat hot chip and lie. I've not had a hot chip in a long time, and I think I'm going to buy some tomorrow just because you said that. So
excellent.
Thank you. But treat yourself. 2020. Anyways. Yeah, so we haven't once talked about my codependency of men at all.
And where do you think it comes from? Were you and your dad close?
I don't think I was really. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, like I don't. I'm not as close with my parents as you are with your parents, where like you feel comfortable telling them certain parts of your life. So that I think that's what makes you a serial killer compared to me. But yeah. That's what you're an outlier to the whole like I didn't tell my parents this to being a rebellious young adult. But there's some aspects of my life that I don't feel comfortable sharing with my parents. My mom, I probably could, because she'd be like hush hush about it. My dad, the older I get, the more I'm like, you're kind of an asshole. Mm-hmm. Like in some ways, I'm like, you're kind of a dick. You know, let's calm down, old man. Let's calm down, okay? Let's calm down. But yeah, I was close with my dad. But I don't think, is that a codependency thing?
Is that a thing? I don't know. I don't really, you know what, I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know why I acted like I was.
I don't know why
I'm asking these questions. But I feel like maybe, you know what, we're going to put a little sticky note in it. And when you go to therapy and your psychiatrist is like, oh, this is why, then we can take the little post-it off. And then we can figure it out together.
Wow. That compromise to completely avoid doing any work. That's great.
Well, that's you're good. Paying her. Might as well get your money's worth. Me, I don't have the degree. Same. In general, I don't have a degree in
Yet.
We're still working on it.
It's really lackluster, honestly. When it was like, my degree's posted, I genuinely said, what now? Ooh. What do I do now? What am I supposed to do now?
You graduated. What now? Breathe.
Wow. Bread.
Bread. Your grandparents. Could it have been because you never asked your grandparents for
probably bread. For bread? Probably. Yeah, I am. Wow. Anyways, so Val, tell me about your codependency on men.
It's codependency on men? I feel like I just like, it's because I don't know if it's just because of my mother. It's because, here's the thing. Going back to last season, when I was talking about, or probably wasn't even last season, maybe earlier this year, this season, but it was like, I felt like my mom was like such a strong woman that I was like, oh, I don't really need a man to like, and then just in general, just I guess like the people, like the women that like I saw as like role models, I was like, oh, I don't need a man to do anything really. I was like, I don't even need them to have kids. I mean, technically, I always put the sperm in, but I don't need him to be there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, there's so many other ways to like do things myself, but which could
put
be
it a on negative a sock. Thing.
Put it on put a it sock. Put it on a
sock. Freeze it. And then defrost it by the time comes.
Anyway. Exactly. So it's just like this whole thing maybe that's like my issue. Maybe it's because I just feel like with men, I feel like I just don't need you. Like, it's weird because like I feel like it's like I can see myself having a child with somebody, but then not staying in a relationship with them after we have the child. Which is, I feel like, is probably a negative. Maybe that's my issue because I just don't feel like I don't need to like be with. I don't know what it is. It's just like I don't feel like I think I'm just so independent that I'm like, I can do this on my own. I can raise a kid on my own. I don't need to like have somebody help me or whatever. It's just like this whole thing. But.
So you're saying I don't have strong, independent women that I look up to, and I'm not independent.
No, I think you're one of the strong, independent women that I look up to.
JK, JK. Guys, I hope you know I'm not serious. No, I think that's weird because my mom is also the same way. She can do – well, your family dynamic was a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I've never experienced that.
Because my parents were separated until I was, 15, maybe 14.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's the difference. My parents have been together my entire existence, so I've never known any different.
Yeah.
I guess that's where it comes from. Plus my Nana, too. My Nana was with my Tata until he died, so she married him when she was 16, and he died when he was, like, 80. You do the fucking math, yeah.
A lot of years.
Say that. Well, he's also 10 years older than her, so... 7, yeah, like 56 years, yeah. What did I say? I know, but
that's wild.
I know. How do you spend your life with someone for that long?
It's because I think the difference is like the generational. It's like a generational thing because I feel like now, it's like we kind of feel like we don't have to put up with somebody's BS. Do you know what I mean? Because most people stay because the children, I couldn't care less. I feel like if I hate you and we have children, I can't be with you because it's just going to do a negative effect on my children. They're going to grow up resenting both of us and it will be known.
The vibes will be off.
The vibe, like the weekly vibe check, off.
Off. Purely off. Off truly track. Off. Not even. It was never once turned on. No batteries included.
None.
But, I mean, also for them, they're poor.
Yeah.
They're very poor. So it's like, I don't know if they could afford a divorce, right? Don't you have to have some form of money?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, because you have to have lawyers, all this stuff.
Gross. Yeah. But, yeah.
It's like a lot. It's a lot to be married and that's a lot to get divorced. So just know.
Don't do it.
Yeah, just don't do it. Save yourself the coin. Save it.
Don't save it. I say as I want to get married. That's like my biggest.
That's like your biggest what? Like goal in
life? I don't want to say goal or dream because,
no, because
I
should have
better goals or dreams for myself.
No. It shouldn't be. Can I just say this? It shouldn't be a negative thing for a woman to want to get married and have children. For me, I just don't see the negative in it. Like, I feel like if you're a hater because someone wants to, one of their biggest goals is to be married and be a mother, you gotta look back at yourself. Cause like, what's preventing you from living a life? What's wrong with being married? What's wrong with a woman wanting to get married? What's wrong with a woman wanting to be a housewife? What's wrong with that?
Guys? What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing, you guys. Absolutely nothing.
But I'm being serious. Because absolutely nothing. Like, isn't it like also like negative to be like being a housewife is not good. Like, you know what I mean? Being so it's like we have to play fair. We have to play fair. Because some men be like, they literally say, yeah, I wanna get married and I wanna settle down and have children. But it's not seen as a negative thing. It's seen as an accomplishment. Oh my gosh, you're so mature. When a woman does it, it's like, you're going to be a stay-at-home wife? You're going to do nothing? Like, bitch. Fight in the street.
Bitch. I think my thing is, what I meant was, I don't want my goal in life, my dream in life, to be receiving some form of validation or love from someone else.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be my goal. That's it. I don't want to have kids. Fuck them kids. Like, I say till the day I die, fuck them kids. Can't stand them. Also, I could never raise a child. I hate when people are like, oh, I can't take care of a dog. I can barely take care of myself. Well, that's how I feel about kids, genuinely. Like, I can't imagine being so responsible. But I'm selfish. I'm selfish. I'll say it. Straight up. I realize I'm selfish. I'm not selfish enough to where I love myself. I'm not arrogant, just lazy and selfish. So, I don't love myself enough to make myself the best I can be, but I value doing what I want to do over what anyone else.
I feel that. You have to be selfish in life. Otherwise, what's the point?
For sure. So I can't imagine bringing someone into this world that I'm obligated to not be selfish for. Not even love. Just be so. I have to be so selfless, and that's not my vibe for that. But the thing is, with a partner, I am so selfless.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? I think it's because it's a give, receive.
Well, yeah, because I also think it's like you're not like
taking care.
You're not like, you know, raising this person.
I know. I don't have to teach them morals. Like, all that hard stuff was done. But I will change, man. If necessary.
That's just like so. I feel like that's so exhausting. It's like I just can't change somebody. It's just like, if you're not who I want you to be, goodbye. Like, if I have to change, like, because it's also like a thing for me where I haven't even dated that many people, but it's like the relationships that I have been in, exhausting. Okay. So it's like, at this point, I already have the idea of a person that like the bare minimum of who you have to be as a person. And if those aren't met, it's just like, I can't. Like, common sense is one of them. You can't even reach that. Goodbye.
What kind of men do you know? Goddamn.
really arrogant son of a bitches.
I felt that.
And I'll name them.
I hope she's doing well.
I do be thinking about her. I do be thinking about her. I do be thinking
about her. But yeah, I think that's how I feel about men. Once again, ugh. Our podcast should be about ourselves.
Ourselves.
We should never mention men.
Ourselves also includes men because men tend to ruin our lives. But.
Unfortunately.
It's because we have ruined. Mouths. It's because women have mouths and we have voices. That's why. That's just why I know it.
Women's rights.
Women's rights.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. I don't know anymore. Just to take a turn. So I don't know if I've said this before on the pod, but I have our podcast in my Tinder bio.
Oh.
Ooh. So I have it in there. So I always, that's a good way to like start a conversation. It gives something a, gives something. What? It's something. Did you just see my brain restart? Did you see that? It just whole ass rebooted live.
Sorry, you guys. We're just like, oh, mental health.
Oh, mental health is in the gutter. It's in the gutter. It's mental illness in me. Literally, yeah, I just fucking rebooted live. And I felt it. I felt it. But,
I saw it. I experienced it.
Yeah.
Live.
Regardless. Me putting the podcast name in my Tinder bio is a conversation starter. Mm-hmm. It gives the men something to talk about to me, other than being like boobs, you know?
Exactly.
Which I also have received and I've also responded to. I just need to stop responding to those men. But I do anyway. I think it's because I feel bad. And also, once again, validation. Mm-hmm. Either way. So I get a lot of questions when people are like, oh, it's so cool you have a podcast. What is it about?
It's like, bitch, why don't you listen to it? Oh, why don't you read the bio? Like, why don't
first
you
of all, thank you. Thank you.
Some sort of interest.
First of all, learn how to read. Second of all, listen to 20 minutes of an episode. 20 minutes. Easy. And it'll tell you everything you need to know. I've had some men. Did you just? Oh, no. I thought you took a picture of yourself. I saw a big flash. I was like, okay, queen. Working queen. She said, in the studio.
Studio.
Anyways. Yeah, so I've had a guy before be like, oh, I think if we're ever to go out on a date, it should be in public.
Ha-ha. I remember.
Yeah, because he was saying that he read through the titles of our podcast. He didn't even fucking listen to it. And obviously,
he's not even a genius. It's like, does he not get the concept?
I don't think he gets it. I don't think it, and therefore, that means he's not for me.
Exactly.
But yeah, he didn't even take a listen to it. So he didn't even do the bare minimum. He just read the titles, misunderstood the whole concept, which was the fact that it's clickbait titles.
Exactly.
Despite us being incredibly boring.
Incredibly boring.
Incredibly. The epitome of boring women, you know? Right. Women aren't funny. So.
We are not funny.
Then we're not funny. The F in women stands for funny. So that's some incel humor there. Ha 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 ha. All you incels that are listening, please laugh, like, subscribe, listen. Yeah. And a lot of men will be like, oh, can I be a guest on it? What?
No.
Okay. First of all, why would I want your dry ass, unfunny, crusty, unmoisturized, mayo looking head on our podcast? To add what? What would that add?
Nothing.
Can you tell me? Exactly. Thank you, audience who's listening. If you're one of the guys that's asked to be a guest, don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally. Please take it personally.
Yeah, but still message me. We've never had a guest. And in case you couldn't tell from our month hiatuses, we're not the best at configuring everything. Yeah. Like,
we gotta get back to a schedule.
I know, we have to figure out a schedule, but it's because Val started a job and
Yeah, and that's I'm just so tired, you guys. Like, I literally, and it's because I literally, this is how my week is. 40 hours at work, okay? During the week.
Crazy.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And then on the weekends, all my freaking homework that I didn't do all week. All day, every day.
That was my life. That was my life for 6 months.
I know. I was literally telling Mercedes yesterday. I was like, I don't know how you did it, queen. Like, you are an inspiration to all of us. You are the future. You are the now. Like, I don't know how. Like, you deserve every award.
Thank you.
There has ever been.
I also just slept when I could. That's why I'd be sleeping through invites. Damn. Everyone would be like, everyone would be like, you want to go do? I was asleep. I missed it. Sorry. And then coronavirus.
And then she hit, and then now it's just different. Mm-hmm. It's just a different time. It's
different. But yeah, I hate men. Men ain't shit. Like, I also never know how to describe our podcast. I just say we're a comedy podcast because everyone thinks that we're a niche podcast, you know?
What's niche? Like,
so like a specific.
Oh, genre?
A very specific genre topic.
We're everything. We're a little bit of spice. We're going to start ghost stories, guys.
Honestly, you know what we are? We're a different brand of beans. It's exactly what we are. Not because we're Mexican. We didn't ask to be Latina. No más tu suerte. But yeah, has anyone ever asked you like, oh, what's your podcast about? Or do you not get asked about it unless you have to bring it up?
I say it to some people. I said it to the church boy.
50-year-old man? Oh.
No, I didn't. I said to the church boy that I liked, my Christian boyfriend. Oh, him. The one that I manifested and then he didn't want me. So when I told you guys, it has to be specific.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind when you're doing your manifestation. Just keep that in mind. Very specific. I told him about it and then he listened to like one and then like I never listened to anything else and I was just like fake fan.
Sounds like a man,
a liar. So it was, I don't really like show it, but I should. I also don't really go on dating apps. I'll be on a dating app for like a week and then I'm over it. I'm gone. But I have it in all my social media stuff. Like I
know you do.
Because I just want, you know, the fans to know.
I might start doing that too now.
Yeah, don't ever look me up, okay?
You can look me up. I know. You can
look Mercedes and then you'll find
me. You can follow me.
It's just like, it's scary.
I'm pretty scared.
I'm pretty scared right now.
But I need more followers because people have started catching on that I've been unfollowing them. Because they haven't been posting about BLM and it's been pissing me off. You know, they're just like, tee hee hee, go Greek, tee hee hee. And I'm like, read the fucking room, dude. Yeah. Takes a minute. Read the fucking room. Get out of your suburban life.
I feel like it's so weird to go back into like a place where it's like you're going to post a bikini shot. Like
I don't remember those times.
Like
I've also never done that.
I felt that same. I feel like it's like obviously we have to get back to like, I guess, being whatever. But it's also kind of like, I don't know. It just feels like weird to me to like be posting like, or at least like just like ending it at that.
Mm-hmm.
You posting one thing and then being like, okay, like that's it. But it's like, it's crazy. It's crazy because here's the thing. Ever since the whole movement had like came up with all this stuff, I am gonna admit it. I've been very ignorant to a lot of the things that have been happening to people of color, even people of my own skin. I'm very ignorant. Like I was just like, if it's not affecting me, like I don't care. Which I feel like is very negative. And it didn't hit me until this whole thing had come up. And I started educating myself on, you know, what's actually happening. How people of color are affected. And how, like, what actually is, like, wrong in our country. Because I have stated on this podcast that America is one of the best countries in the world. and I have multiple times, and Mercedes is like, I don't know about that. But I'm like, yeah. But it, the only reason why is because it's only benefited me, but it hasn't benefited many people of color in our country. And so I just really started educating myself, and this really started, I wanted to focus more on not being ignorant and actually not being one of those people who are just going to post on the internet and be like, oh, well, that's it. That's my justice. That's my peace. I wanted to actually learn about what I'm posting and get educated and actually have a voice for people who don't have, I guess, the privilege that I have. So just be like that. So I just, you know, I just really be changing me as a person. It's like, and it's also really crazy because like you just get to see like how many people like in your life are very ignorant and just like don't care about other people.
Val, that was the most beautiful explanation and growth that anyone could hear. I am so proud. I could cry. And that's the crazy thing. Anyone that meets Val, she's not an ignorant or she's not a hateful, prejudiced person and never has been. Because if she was, I wouldn't be doing a podcast with her mm-hmm. and I wouldn't be friends with her. But the fact that you were able to be like, oh, yeah, I was ignorant and I didn't care. Yeah. And now I do. I'm like, holy shit. Her brain. That's my best friend, bitch. I'm like, you guys so hear that? Strong. Live on air. That's my best friend, bitch. That's so strong. Literally. And I remember that conversation too about you being like, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And I sat there like, I said, I love her, but okay. I said, okay, you can stay here. You can stay here while I move. But oh my God. So yeah, it's okay to be ignorant. Ignorant is not a dirty word. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It just means you are uneducated about something.
Yeah. And being not uneducated about something isn't a negative thing. It's just like, it's what you do about it that is what's the issue. If you don't do anything about it, then that's where it becomes negative.
That's where it no longer is ignorance. It's defiance. Mm-hmm. You're refusing knowledge and education no matter how many resources are given to you, especially with the internet today. And that's what blows my mind is that I know a lot of media outlets can be biased and older people don't know how to tell what's truth and what's lie mm-hmm. or where to find unbiased resources online because they just, you know, your first instinct, you're like, okay, how do I get the news? You go to a news website. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just, if someone gives you the resources, like articles, the research, the first person told stories, you taking that information and still being the same person you were before that makes you a bad person. That's all I got to say about that. Like, yeah. And it's funny, I saw this TikTok. It was like, when has being a progressive or a liberal ever been... When has being a progressive or being a liberal ever been on the losing side? Mm-hmm. I never even thought about that. Like, when has it ever been, I guess, proven wrong? I can't think of a fucking time. Never once has it been proven wrong. Progressives and they were considered progressives and liberals when, I don't even think I said progressives correctly. Anyways, they were considered that when the civil rights movement was happening. And look at that. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. And I think it's like crazy sometimes. Just because people, like, I mean, looking at it, I'm educating myself. I'm getting stronger.
She's levitating as we speak.
I'm levitating. That's why I couldn't levitate before. Because my ignorance.
Your ignorance is keeping you shut in.
But it's just like crazy because, like, I noticed that sometimes, like, just looking back on myself where I was just like, oh, well, this isn't, like... Like, I was offended by, like, some things. But it's, like, it's because I reposted this thing. And it was, like, not to call anybody out, but it was to call myself out. Where it was, like, acknowledging that, like, being, like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. And, like, these other things that people are just, like... Because I feel like people think, like, someone trying to, like, educate you, they're trying to be, like, negative towards you. But it's, like, not. It's, like, they're trying to, like, help you become a better person, and because your ideologies are just based off of, I mean, whitewashed.
Whitewashed, if you ask me. Didn't want to whitewash.
But yeah, so it's important. Educate yourselves, guys. Read. I've been reading a lot of essays. We're reading a lot of statistics. It's just
like, don't have to do with her homework, which is okay.
Not even about my homework. Just literally be doing, and it's crazy because like not everybody is like the whole police, like you know, brutality that's happening. But I been knew that our system was failing because of all the documentaries that I used to watch about like
true. The actual courses. Yes, and you
it's
did.
It's crazy because it's like. It's and I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but it's scary to me because at the end of the day, everybody that you're dealing with, like whether it's on a jury or whether it's a police officer, or whether it's you at the end of the day, you're human, and everybody, like you make mistakes, and you it's like crazy how you put your life and you have to trust somebody else with your life, knowing that they're human, knowing that they most likely will fuck up or like they won't, and you just don't know. And it's crazy, guys. It's crazy.
I never even thought of that. Holy shit. My brain hurts.
It's wild. I've been thinking about that a lot. I've been thinking about, my dad told me that.
Oh yeah.
He told me, he was like, at the end of the day, he's like, you have to remember like it's people. Cause like we were talking about one of the like these jury cases or whatever. Or and these police officers who were interrogating somebody. And he was like, at the end of the day, you have to remember, like, they're human beings. It's not a robot. Like, they make mistakes. Like, and those mistakes are deadly. I'm just like,
T, he said, ACAP. I'm just kidding. That's what he said. But, oh my God, I didn't even think of that. I don't know. I got to start associating a soul and thoughts and humanness with people because I've started disassociating those with others because of, I don't know, probably because I think I'm the most important thing in the world. You know, I found out the world does not revolve around me. I am shocked and I am upset.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow. I know. Oh, wow. But also, I get into that existential mode. I talked about this with Nikki, too, and Lorena, where I'm like, everyone we meet and everyone we see, we have a perception of them.
Yeah.
And everyone that sees us and meets us has a perception, their own individual perception of us. Like, our existence is validated and, yeah, validated by someone else, but in a different way, which is crazy. Or I could have made all this up. Like, I could have made you up. I'm making up that we have listeners. I'm making up. Like, this is my own reality, but it could not be existence.
Isn't it crazy? I also think about that, too, because it's, like, it's crazy because, like, you're your own main character, and then these are side pieces, and then you have to remember that you're your own main character and your own, and then you're, Nikki's his own main character, and we're just, like, side. It's just, like, it's crazy. The life is crazy when I think about it.
So, if anyone ever asks what kind of podcast we are, we're politics and philosophical podcasts.
And mixed with comedy, of course.
Mixed with comedy, obviously. I think about that a lot. Our existence, I think about that all the time.
It's crazy. Life is crazy. I think about it.
Life is crazy. Life is a highway. I'm going my way. Life is a highway. I'm sorry. I have to talk about this with you especially. How do you feel about Disney World opening up?
Okay, here's my tea. I think that here's my thing, okay? I think that the way that they handled it was pretty like decent, right? But I still do think it is a little scary to have like things open up. Like even if they are reducing things, and I can understand like they want to like make sure that like their customers are taken care of, but it's also like it's a little scary because it's like you don't know, because somebody who is going into the parks, like obviously they take your temperature, so what they're doing is they'll take your temperature whatever that one time though, but like you don't know, because even when you have COVID, like you some people don't even experience any symptoms, so you're looking for a temperature and somebody who's not experiencing anything gets right past through. So it is a little, it's a little risque, I might be honest. But, you know, it's also kind of like the starting points, I guess, for trying to get back to normal. But I think it's also kind of like a test to see, like, are the numbers going to rise? Will Disney rise them up? We don't know. But it's a little scary. It is scary. I'll be honest with you. If I wouldn't, personally, I wouldn't go during this time. I'd just wait. I would recommend just waiting. Just wait. Mickey will be there. Mickey will be there.
Fantasmic will still be there.
Fantasmic will still be there, guys. This is my opportunity to get on it. Be like,
audition, we'll practice. Do a
social distance, Fantasmic rehearsal, and then I can be Mickey Mouse. So
it's all planned out, you guys. Well, all the steps are there.
What do you think? I feel like I just keep them closed, really. It's a little scary. Yeah. It's a little risque. They're playing with your life, really.
Once again, we have to remember everyone's human, make mistakes, but also you're putting someone else's life at risk. Why did I just turn somewhat Australian to somewhat British? We don't know. I'll work on it.
But it's been a while, guys.
It's been a while. I think it's really stupid and harmful for businesses to open back up the way they have. I just think it shows lack of care from our government, from businesses, how our system's failing us.
Exactly.
It's upsetting too because it's, once again, Americans are so fucking stupid. Like, this is going to go on for so much longer if you just don't fucking stay home. It's going to go on so much fucking longer. Like, it genuinely makes me mad when I see people complaining that their senior year was ruined or they can't have their wedding, but they're out at bars, they're out having parties, they're out hanging out with someone new every single day. Like, you're committing essentially biological warfare because you cannot stay inside. You just can't for some fucking reason. You have to. If you want to stay alive, you have to stay inside. Wow.
Wow, poetry. Right.
The CDC just paid me $10 million for that slogan. If you're listening, you know my Venmo. Anyways, it genuinely pisses me off the amount of selfishness and individualism we have to see every single day. And other people are affected and big events were canceled. We can't even fucking go see Harry Styles. We have to see him next year.
I know.
A whole fucking year. It would have been less than a month. Oh my God, I'm gonna kill myself.
You can't. You can't until after the concert.
We would have seen him so soon, like less than 100 days.
Literally.
And now we have to wait over 365 days to see oh my God, I'm gonna cry. I love one man so much. And it's because people are so fucking stupid that they can't seem to stay inside.
Yeah. And it's literally like, also, if you are going to go out, wear your mask. I don't see why it's such a big deal. Why people, and it's like not even everybody, because I know most people are wearing their masks or living their life. They're like, yes. And I'm like, yes, this is the society we need. But then there's just those people that are just like, oh, it's against my constitutional right.
I know.
Clearly you don't care. And here's how I see it. I think if you don't care about your own health, care about others' health. If you don't really care easy. Enough for you to do it because you're like, I don't care if I get COVID, do it because somebody with a weak immune system might be shopping at that grocery store that you're shopping at. That child who you'd be walking around with will get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, if you're not going to think of, if you're only going to focus on yourself, like, just try and think about other people.
Wow. If you're only going to think about yourself, try to think about other people.
Think about how you can affect other people.
For once, yeah. Think about your grandparents.
Your grandparents and how you would like them to get you bread.
Bread.
Okay? How are they going to get you bread if they can't get there because you're not wearing your mask?
Exactly. And what also pisses me off is there's so many masks required, laws going on right now, mandates. And no one's getting arrested for not wearing a mask. No one's getting fined. I haven't heard of a single case of someone getting fined for not wearing a mask. And I think it's fucking ridiculous because we're also going through the movement of Black people literally being murdered out on the streets in cold blood, getting away with it. People getting away with it, yet fucking Karen can go on without her mask and scream and cry about how it's against her constitutional right.
And
Oh my God.
And I can tell you why. It's because... Like, it's because of, I'm not going against, like, this is, like, I don't care. Like, it's not like I'm going against a specific group of people, but I'm going through a majority group of the people. It's a majority. It's mainly conservative states, if we're going to be honest. It's the conservative states that clearly, like, don't care. But at the end of the day, I think it's all of our politicians, really. Because feel like they all could have been, like, even the non-conservatives. They could have done something. They could have done more. Mm-hmm. But yet, it's still like, I mean, they are doing more than a lot of I'm seeing with the conservative states, but not enough. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you guys, it's exhausting living in this world.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Just caring about basic human rights.
It's exhausting.
Caring about, you know, human. Caring about a planet.
Other people. Yeah, the planet. Thank you. Who would have thought? Who would have thought it would have to be an argument? Not me. Look at us. It's so exhausting being a sexy, independent woman who eats hot chips and lies.
Lies, exactly. But if there's anything you could take away from today's podcast, do a little more evaluation on yourself. Educate yourself. Wear your mask.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Wipe your ass.
Learn something new. You know? I
love how you went. If there's anything you can learn from this podcast,
because I was going to say two things. I was literally frozen in real life. No big deal.
She was glitching. I saw it.
But one, I know we're already reaching our hour, but guys, it's been a hot minute.
Kicking us out of the studio.
They're kicking us out of the studio. But let me just say this. Because I forgot to add this to my vibe check. I saw Hamilton.
Yeah. You can talk. Actually, it's time for our Marks and Rex.
Marks and Rex. I don't know Marks and Rex. I'm trying to do a Muriel from Courage to Cowardly Dog. More macaroni. Less cheese. Too much cheese. More macaroni. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I wasn't able to watch that when I was a kid because I got too scared.
Oh my goodness. It's seen like you know what? Episodes. Let me just say something. A lot of our childhood shows were very grown up because one of the Courage the Cowardly Dog episodes was literally about prostitution. Not a big deal. But I was just like, this is so intense. I was like, I could feel it as a child.
I could feel it as a child.
But let's bring it back. We're bringing back our Marks and Recs. Let me just get into it.
So my Marks and Recs, mine would be the first one being watch Miss America. It's on Hulu. It's essentially about the ratification of the, it's about the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment or the struggle to get it ratified. Because fun fact, I found out it's still not ratified. So crazy. And I found all this out from a Hulu show. They didn't teach us half of this shit in school. I didn't know about half of this shit until I watched this show. So Miss America on Hulu, as well as RuPaul's Drag Race on many streaming services. And also, I recommend doing something different to your look. I dyed my hair.
She did blonde. It looks so good, you guys. It looks so good. It makes me want to cry every single time.
Stop. Because your hair fell out.
Because my hair fell out, yeah.
Honestly, yeah, I would too.
Man, flashbacks. Y'all don't get it.
I was just complimenting how long it looks today.
Yeah, well, it's been a year.
Holy shit, it has been a year.
literally been a year since I went bald.
Oh my god.
Not by choice.
Not by choice, but by chance. So those are my shows, and then doing something different with your hair, and purchasing a subscription. Take that as you will, to the Calm app to listen to the Dream With Me story that Harry Styles narrated. I'm going to listen to that later and cry a little bit. But anyways, what are your marks and recs, Val? All
right, guys. I'm having a stroke again. You already heard me talk about the Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. You know, the first time I ever heard the songs to that was on Family Guy, because Stewie was talking to his therapist and he sang the Hamilton song, and I was like, what is this? So I just want to give a shout out real quick to Family Guy for educating me. Really.
Truly.
Better than the American
public school system.
So mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Family Guy. Thank you so much, Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane.
Lisp. A little bit of a lisp. But I watched Hamilton, and here's the thing. I didn't not want to watch it, but I wasn't too excited to watch it. And let me tell you, after I watched it, first of all, I'm deaf, okay? And I think that's not something you should be ashamed of. But it's rapping. In the beginning, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I could not understand a single word of what was being said. And I was just like, literally in the beginning, I was just like, I'm literally going to have to just watch them and figure out what's going on, because I can't understand what they're saying. But as time went on, the rapping and the music started being slower, and I could hear most. I can get the gist. And it was actually pretty good. My dad really liked it. And Rick, it's hard to get him to like something. I'll tell you that. And he loved this. He was like, this is actually a lot better than I thought. He's like, it was amazing. So check it out. Disney Plus. If you don't have Disney Plus, I can give you my info. Log in.
But not her Instagram.
Not my Instagram. I'll give you my Disney Plus account, but not my Instagram. But it's good. It's really interesting because, honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't really know who Alexander Hamilton was.
Rightfully so. Let's keep it that way. I'm just kidding.
But it was interesting because we watched this thing after the Hamilton, and it was like all the cast, and they were talking about one thing that my dad really liked was that in like American history, they don't really talk about like the minorities and things like that. So what they wanted to do was have, if like they were saying, like, if you're not gonna have us in your history books, then we're gonna like tell your history. And like they went into like this whole thing of like putting themselves into like the situation. So I thought it was like really cool, because it's only people of color in this. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a few white people, like two, but the rest, it's really great. I recommend. What else, guys? I can't really think. I don't really know what I've been doing. I don't really know what I've been using. Oh, you know what? I've been using this new skincare to call it Innafree, something like that. I don't know. If you're interested, you can hit my line and I will let you know what it is. But it's really great because it's really affordable too, and it's on Sephora, and they have like this face sunscreen that I really like it because I don't really wear much makeup these days. I just wear like a little bit of concealer, and then I do some eyebrow and just some mascara, because I just like, I'm gonna be wearing a mask anyways all day, so like I don't really need I don't really need to wear makeup. So I just do that. I only really do my hair nowadays. So what's new? But yeah, so it's like a really good, the sunscreen looks really good, and it makes your skin look so soft and smooth. And it's beautiful, you guys. Like, you have to try it. I don't really know what else. Drink water, you know?
Oh, are you able to put those products in your new makeup fridge?
I actually can, because I have a serum from them. And a face moisturizer, so.
I said that as an opportunity for Val to talk about her new makeup fridge.
I go to, okay, so Mercedes, she bought me. I'm so sorry. It flew right over my head.
I know. It's because you've always deserved it. You've always manifested it. And now
I always manifested it, and I got it, and I was just like, is it real?
This is the life I live. Yeah.
Exactly. So Mercedes gifted me with the most amazing gift known to man, besides water, with a mega fridge. And I'm so excited because I'm going to, because I used to use my dorm fridge as a skincare fridge. So now I can use an actual makeup fridge for my skincare and really live life. I'm turning into a beauty guru. I posted it on my Instagram and my Snap and everyone was like, oh my gosh, such a beauty guru. I'm so jealous. And I was just like, no big deal. I was just like,
you can now start your career.
My YouTube channel. You know what? I do think about it, but I just feel like I'm not that entertaining.
I mean, obviously I'm biased because I think everything you do is entertaining, but I've seen some of your videos and I think they're,
I think I could do
very
better,
funny.
I'm being honest. I could do better. I could do better. It's been 3 years. Those videos are long gone because, you know, my account.
I know.
No big deal. Never get
time
those.
For a reboot.
Never get those memories again, but besides in my head, but.
Shit.
But yeah, so I think that my skincare fridge, guys, get it. Oh, also, I want to recommend something that's really big among the high school kids, a JetX. I don't really know if you guys know. It's like a little motor scooter, JetX, Zoe 101. They did the commercials. Anybody getting it? Please tell me someone's getting it.
I'm looking. It's a thing now.
JetX, get one. No, it's not, but.
Oh, come on. Thank you.
Joke's on you guys. No, but yeah. I'm watching That's a Raven. That's what I want to recommend. Yeah, Disney Plus, watch That's a Raven from the beginning. It is such an iconic show. It's so funny, so diverse, and it's just really great. Yeah. You're welcome.
Amazing.
Amazing. Beautiful. Never been done before.
Iconic, show-stopping, never been done before. Club, another club.
Oh, no, also sleep. Listen to Lady Gaga's new album.
Chromatica.
So listen to, I got my cousin to listen to Replay, and now he listens to it all the time. And I was like, stan. And that's then he went and he listened to the Jolene, the whole album. So because he the last time he had heard Lady Gaga was when I heard like the Monster album. He hadn't really done like he hadn't listened to like any of her new stuff. And then he listened to Joanne and he was like, this shit slaps. And then I was like, you gotta listen to Replay. And he was like, oh my gosh. And then he fell in love with Babylon on his own. Oh man. So listen to those two songs for sure, because they'll change your life. Those are the club mixes, guys. A Babylon, I see myself walking on a runway, posing. That's gossip.
Serving fish. Exactly. Serving Babylon, eleganza.
Realness,
truly. Anyways.
Also, while we're on the note of RuPaul's Drag Race, just really fast. Listen to some of RuPaul's albums, because the songs that they do be slapping. But check them out. But anyways.
Anyway, oh my god. I just found out that I don't want to talk about this. A host of Mythbusters died.
Oh. That's the three.
Stop.
The celebrities go in threes. Because it was John Travolta's wife.
That was his wife?
The girl who came out.
Kelly Preston was his wife?
Yeah, it was his wife.
I didn't fucking know that.
And then the person from Mythbusters.
Wow. Child, anyways, this is sad.
Anyways,
let's end on a lighter note. Wash your face, drink water. Stay inside, wear a mask.
Wash your hands, wear your mask, and think of others.
Oh, how sweet. But yeah, thanks so much, you guys, for
listening. Thanks for bearing with us. It's been
our month hiatuses.
I know. I'm sorry. You know what? I'll take full responsibility.
I don't care. I'll take responsibility.
I'll take half.
Okay. We'll split it.
I'll take half. We could be better. We'll set a. I'm not even going to promise anything, but we're going to try. Okay. Just know that we're going to try.
Yes. Yes, we will try. Yes.
But thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast, tuning in and downloading, because we see the downloads. Yes. Everybody all across the country and Eroda.
Oh, especially Eroda. We have a great fan base there. Love them. We love you, Erodians. But thanks so much for listening.
Yes. Have a great week, and we will maybe see you next one.
Maybe.
Maybe.